Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
A moose is like twice the size of an elk.
The giant. I've shot a moose.
Really?
I ate it.
Holy shit.
I'm really good at that. Yeah.
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. If Joe Rogan can do thousands of milligrams of THC on air, why can't we?
Yes, this is science.
No, we're not actually doing science here. It is bad for the show.
Yes, that is. Is it bad? We've never done it.
It is for me. I know that.
Yeah, I don't talk a lot. I just kind of stare.
Yeah, that's not really conducive for a show.
Yeah, right. It's just going to be a live stream of us just staring off into space. You know they're watching us like, man, these guys are so fucking hot.
But every 5 minutes, we'll have something that, when we talk about it, sounds like it's building to a great idea, but then it'll just be something that's been invented 5 years ago already.
Mm-hmm. Or we're going to start talking about something and get really excited and lose our train of thought and then stare off into space again. Also, if you give me whatever that Gorilla Glue, Gobbledygook, what was the name of that shit?
Gorilla Glue.
Yeah, no, I won't be able to stop moving.
Yeah, you need to kind of stay still. You got to stay in frame because we have a camera now.
No, seriously, I sat there and just...
Yeah, it was strange.
That was a weird time.
You were percolating. You were doing the centrifuge. You were something. You were a man of your own mission. I didn't understand it at all. I'm never going to pretend to.
Yeah, no, I don't. I remember most of it, and I kind of wish I didn't, because I don't know what the fuck was going on.
You don't need to remember all of it. It's okay.
Yeah. All right, moving on to what you were saying about our camera.
We have a camera.
We have a camera.
We're not recording the video because we discovered some weird... I discovered some weird caveats. Jared watched me discover them.
Yeah, for the last 2 hours.
Weird caveat number one, we don't really have a way to interpolate... Is that the right word? The audio from the show in with the camera video, it's just going to turn out really bad. We have a weird cable going through my closet. It's amazing. Amazingly bad.
We are learning shit all the time.
Absolutely.
We are grown adults, and we are learning every day.
I am happy to announce that we're recording this on the brand new computer, who I have named Oz.
Oz.
Not even... all my computers, I think I've mentioned this before, are named after various wizards. This is the latest in that series.
Oh, shit. What was the last one?
Merlin. Yeah, Merlin's that box on the left there, and then the one next to him is Gandalf. No, that's the bar.
What?
No, that's not a real computer. It just holds alcohol.
What was he?
Never had a name. He was the ghost computer that lived in Drew's house. And
That was the one that was haunted, right?
Desperately needed to be killed, yeah.
So you just put spirits in it?
Yep. Why not kill it with booze? It seemed to work really well, but now it just holds really lackluster booze. Oh, that's what I should have... Oh, wait, you know what? That's what we'll do. Hold on.
What?
I forgot I brought rum with me, and I actually do want some, even though I decided I wasn't going to drink coffee on the show because it was really late.
Okay.
We're starting the show like 2 hours late, and I didn't want to stay up super late. So why not just make myself fall asleep faster instead by grabbing some rum?
Yeah, I'll keep our listener entertained.
Talk amongst yourself.
Hey, Jared, how you doing? Hey, man, doing pretty good. How you doing? Oh, yeah, nothing. Not doing too much, just hanging out. I'm sweating now. Really don't know what's going on. You good over there?
Yeah, it's just,
they can't see you on the live stream.
It's buried amongst the...
It's a shame.
It's okay.
It's the way it go.
You don't need to see me that bad.
They don't think it be like it is, but it do.
That's crazy, man. Have you ever done DMT?
That's crazy, man. Have you ever done DMT?
God, seriously, I don't know. Joe got extremely lucky. That's all I'm going to say. Why can't we get that?
I like Joe Rogan.
I like him. I'm not saying I don't like him. I'm just saying, how did he get to such a crazy level based on the content that he puts out, which I'm not necessarily saying is bad.
I think
it's entertaining to watch.
People like to talk about him like interrupting people, but honestly, he's a super good listener.
He can be when mm-hmm. he's not hooked into the MMA subject.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's almost like it's part of his career or something.
Hmm.
No?
How did it happen? Straight rub's okay.
That ain't it.
It's not the best, but, you know, it's just the fuel we need to keep this thing going.
Yep. We all stay alive.
How do you feel about being on video? Are you scared?
It's freaking me out a little bit.
I've actually been preparing all year for this moment.
I have a bead of sweat coming down, so we're just going to ignore that.
Let me look at my waistline really quick. I gained back 1, 2, 3, plus 1 belt loops in preparation to put this show on video. So good for me.
Yes.
It's fucking, I love having the physical evidence from weight loss.
Yeah.
It's very satisfying. I can put my old pants on and I can put my fist in between my hip bone and my waist sideways.
Isn't that a great feeling?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I'm basically killing it here.
Yeah, you know, lean shredded machine. Don't mind me. No big deal.
No, not at all. I don't mind it at all.
So I had an idea.
Rums. Yeah.
Hear me out.
Okay. Well, I'm always willing to do that. Have I ever stopped you? Except for this moment? Keep going.
Yeah, except for right now. No, so I decided I'm going to marry an orphan girl.
Okay.
Well, like, not like a girl, like a full-grown woman, but like has no family.
Right.
Because tell me, you don't actually have to answer over live streaming. Is your wife going to watch this?
No. Well, I mean, you know, I can check and see if she is.
Probably not.
Currently, we're the only one viewing that, so no one is watching. You're fine.
Okay.
You're going to say something mean about my wife's family?
Well, no. I'm going to leave it up to you.
Okay.
How often have you had to go to, like, her bullshit family functions, and you just been sitting there like, fucking kill me?
Less than you think.
Less than you think?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have friends who, like, one of my friends, his father-in-law legitimately bought, like, a 40-acre chunk of property, and he plans on selling it to, like, his kids and their significant others.
So building their own plantation.
So they can build their own houses and everyone can live close by, right? And my buddy says, that is a good idea. However,
asterisk.
I married my wife. I did not marry you guys. And mind you, I do like you guys. But you can't like your in-laws too much or else you're going to feel bad about fucking their daughter. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. No, I don't know. Because really, I don't know. Just don't get weird about it, man. And really, you have your own private living spaces that you can choose to never leave if you so desire.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be the worst thing. Plus, you don't have to introduce yourself to the neighbor you never met to try and borrow a cup of sugar from him.
Well, see,
awkwardness is gone.
See, like, you're A-okay with it, and most of her family was A-okay with it, too. My buddy just, in particular, is just like, nah. And when I told him my idea, like, how many times have you gone to, like, her bullshit family functions with all of her the camera turned off.
Nope, cameras. Oh, wow, it did. Hey, did the battery die?
Yeah, I saw the battery light thing turning on.
Wait, was there actually a light?
Well, there's, like, a little sign and creepy people over there. I see we threw a hand grenade.
Wait, oh, can you see the people?
Yeah.
Oh my god, they're actually, all right. Wait, is she holding a guitar? What the fuck is going on? Okay,
what are the odds it's a ukulele?
Okay, so there's this strange family that lives across on the other side of the fence, and my family has seen them kneeling in a circle in their backyard praying before, and currently it is nighttime. They have a fairly large campfire in their backyard, and there is definitely a shrouded figure standing behind it. Just, I think it's a burqa?
Yo.
Or just a blanket fashioned as a burqa?
Yo, either cast a spell or get that shit off.
Throw her into the fire or put the thing out.
She's a witch.
Keep it going while I look at the camera, if you don't mind.
Okay, yeah.
This is the rough show you all expected.
All right, so yeah, it looks like I don't really have a super good vantage point. However, if any of them happened to look up through the trees and just looked at me, they would full on see my face just like staring at them, wondering what the fuck they're doing. And I wonder if they're thinking the same thing when they look at me. They look at me and go, what the fuck is this guy doing? You know what I'm saying? Renee, say words.
Words, man.
He says words, man.
Battery's totally dead, bro.
Oh, that.
It's got a line through it.
So. Yeah, well, that's some big suck.
Hey, lesson learned for next time.
Charge.
I said we're not recording that video, so...
Yeah, so it's fine.
The audience will notice nothing.
Yeah. But anyways, back to what I was saying before.
Yeah.
So yeah, you don't have to go hang out with her family doing bullshit family stuff. And I gotta tell you, my brothers both thought that was fucking hilarious. And my sister-in-laws didn't really get it. Like, well, I'm okay with hanging out with my in-laws. And like, yeah,
this,
that's
this
us.
This ain't about you.
Yeah, no, this isn't about you. This is about my brothers dealing with your stupid family. My family's fucking awesome.
I can absolutely see the benefits of this.
Yeah, no, like, there's no downside.
There may be some downsides.
Okay, there's
going to
be one downside. She's going to be like, I'm just have so much like past trauma from being abandoned as a child. Like, well, you're not abandoned as an adult because I'm here. And now that we've said all that, we never have to talk about it again.
You may also have to deal with some superhero ties that the orphan may have.
Oh, shit.
You know, orphans always got this fantastic story.
I'm her significant other that dies. No.
No, not necessarily. You might be the significant other that they're trying to hide the secret from.
Do I get the secret
of being a superhero?
Do I get powers by association, or do I just never find out for like 20 years of our marriage?
Well, it depends on if you stumble upon it or if it's revealed to you. If you stumble upon it, you just get to be the stay-at-home husband while she goes out and fights crime. If she imparts it onto you, she may be willing to like give you a suit of armor or something.
Or she's going to hit me with the whole, this power is a curse and you don't know what it's like. And I'm going to be like, well, that's what rich people say about money. And I got to tell you, I'm still willing to give it a shot just to see.
just to see how it goes. Yeah. A month trial.
Yeah, 1 month trial, please.
Sounds fine to me.
Yeah, right? There's no way this can go wrong. So yeah, any orphan ladies out there?
Hit him up.
Hit me up.
We have an email address, tgifradioshow@gmail.com. Subject line, Jared's orphan.
How about Jared's wife applications? Because everybody else on the show,
Jared,
as a regular,
Jared's lonesome wife application.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, they got fucking...
Send them in.
They got flashlights out now.
Really? Are they pointing them at us?
No, they're just looking around. Renee, what are the odds... Nah, never mind. I was gonna say, come on. What are the odds we just like put the show on pause real quick and we just go investigate?
You want to go peek over that fence, don't you?
Kinda. Should we wait till the end of the show and if they're still over there, we'll go poke our heads?
Yeah, that sounds fine to me. I'll probably be buzzed enough to, to think I'm being sneaky, but you know.
Shut the fuck up. They're going to hear us. They're like, who the fuck is that?
Really? You shouldn't be performing your weird cult rituals outside in full view.
Yeah,
of windows.
If there's an option for you to go do that somewhere else, you should have taken it.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
There's no way this house doesn't have a basement. Like, it's been here long enough that even if it didn't have a basement when it was first built, they would have had enough time to have dug a basement.
Dude, I'm definitely getting a basement in my house when I build it.
Hell yeah. Why wouldn't you get one?
Dude, I need a basement. Do you know how much of a pain in the ass it is for people to build walls to make a basement?
No.
I don't give a shit either.
I want a fucking
basement.
It's just a magic third floor.
Yeah.
That you never get to
see.
Have.
This guy gets it. Oh, the camera's off. It doesn't matter.
It's okay. We'll fix this next week.
We're getting into the habit of looking and addressing the camera.
Yeah. I'm going to slowly draw up schematics. Yeah. Those schematics will be on post-it notes.
I think I hurt something right here from like here to here on my elbow. It just hurts like a son of a bitch.
I don't know why, but this whole basement thing reminded me of something. You ever been in an elevator?
Yeah.
And then it shows all the numbers and stuff.
Yeah.
Like maybe in a 5-story building. And then there's always the one at the bottom. It says LL.
Lower level?
That's what I always thought it was.
Is it not?
One time, I was in one of those creepy elevators that talks every time you get to the floor.
Ooh, no. That's a hard pass.
That elevator said lobby level. Is it lobby level or lower level?
That's worth a Google.
I would definitely say so, but first let's make sure the show's still recording. Yes, it is. I'm very scared because this is a new computer. What was I doing? Lobby level or lower level? What'll we get?
Lower level.
Acronym finder. The definition appears very frequently. Lord Lieutenant, Lost Load,
Lucky Loser, Lucky Ladies,
Low Limit, Low Level, Floor Numbering, Elevator Wiki, Elevation.
The Elevation? The
My God, there's a whole wiki for elevators.
Elevatorpedia. Yeah, they got elevator fandom.
Hang on.
That's some wild shit. We're taking some rum, okay?
Go for it. Additional levels. There's minus levels. Floor numbers starting with minus are used to depict floors below ground floor. Sometimes minus is used as a substitution to basement, lower ground, LG, or sub-basement, SB. Wow. I had no idea this was
Look
so
at us
extensive.
Learning new shit all yeah. the time.
Look at all the different elevators of the world. Here we go. Lobby or level. Hang on. Wait. Yeah. Lobby or level. LB usually means lobby or level.
Which is it? We need to know.
It's not level. It must be lobby level. Another variant of the lobby is UL, meaning upper level, common in a two-floor building like a shopping mall, department store, or supermarket.
Did you know over in Europe, the first floor is the floor above the ground floor?
Yeah, I don't get that. So that would make sense to call that lobby level.
Yeah. And then the next one would be one, and then two, and then three.
But why not just start it, you know, counting at one, like every other country in the world, or are you just trying to hide from
Yeah, how many times have we counted something like, all right, we're going to count this out. All right, zero, one, two. Yeah, go fuck yourself. That's never happened.
That's how a lot of programming languages do it, too. They start counting at zero.
But some
start at one, and that leads for some funny confusions, I tell you what.
Yeah, it'd be sure funny if I was a programmer.
Well, I'm not either, but I just happen to know this.
You totally are.
No, I'm not.
You're out here coding like a motherfucker.
All that shit you saw me do, that was not coding. That was just customizing a bunch of bullshit.
That is 100 steps above what I can do.
Not necessarily. You are using a Linux laptop right now, so you're like halfway to where I am. Don't forget that. You're using a Linux laptop.
Oh, yeah, I need to update that.
Yeah, you probably should. Just to be secure. Bring it by. I'll see if I remember what I did to it.
No, you just got to like hit the thing and the thing, and then you type an update, and it updates.
Did I set that up for you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, cool.
You made it like stupid simple, and I forgot until right now.
Ah, that's okay. I knew I should have scripted it so it would just run automatically every once in a while. But then there's no guarantee that you have internet all the time.
You can pretty much assume that I do now.
You got it now?
Pretty much, yeah.
Hey, I can Skype you at your house.
Wi-Fi at home.
Fucking A. You've been without that for how long?
It was a long time.
Yeah.
It was some time.
You got used to it, though.
Yeah, no, it was. I'm not going to lie.
You prioritize.
You kind of prioritize, especially like, because when I was living at my mom's house, she lives in like, it's like a sheet metal house, kind of.
Yeah.
Sounds super ghetto, but it's actually nice on the inside. It's fine.
There is insulation. It's not just a piece of sheet metal between you and the outside.
Yes, this is true.
Okay.
However, guess what sheet metal does? It does not let fucking cell phone waves through very well.
Yes.
So if you want to be on your phone, you're either outside or you're pressed up against the window.
Perfect.
And that gets a little old, like, really quick. So, yeah, eventually you're just like, fuck it. Phone goes up there, and if I get any notifications, I'll hear them, and I'm just going to lay here and read a book because it's fine.
You could just wire up an antenna to go outside your window.
Did that. Didn't work.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you make it out of?
A Wi-Fi booster. Or a signal booster, sorry. And it worked on mom's phone, just nobody else's.
Oh, wait, so it was like one of those special modules you get just to boost cell phone signal.
Yeah, and it didn't do dick except to mom's phone, which is an iPhone, which I think has something to do with it.
It might.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Last week, I went over to my brother's place, and my other brother was taking a nap on the couch, and his wife was hanging out. She was saying something about how she and he had just gotten new phones. He's like, yeah, we just both got iPhones. I was like, what? I got an iPhone? I'm going to fucking punch him in his sleep. I almost did, too.
You got an itch for the iPhone?
Overpriced.
Yeah.
For what you're getting, which is not much.
No, just hack it yourself.
Yeah. They have a good camera, though. I'll give them that.
Yeah, they
do. A lot better than the fucking S7.
Too bad you got to spend $1,000.
Yeah. That fucking... Hell? Yeah, the S7, like, I used to think it took good photos, and I looked at them compared to an iPhone. I seriously look like I took a picture on a fucking iStone, dude. It's ridiculous.
iStone.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
iRosetta Stone. I would not even want to know what the pictures on my phone look like compared to that, then.
Ew.
They're probably really shitty. I just want this phone to last 5 years, that's all.
You're on the backwards side.
What does that mean?
Like, I forgot what I was talking about. Anyways.
I'm falling behind on...
Yeah. For someone as technologically up-to-date as you, the fact that you have an old-ass phone is hilarious.
It's not that old.
Here, you know what? Pull up the camera. I'm going to take a picture.
Okay. Hang on. There you go. That's camera.
All right. Say cheese, nibba. Are you going to take the fucking picture?
Someday.
All right. Here we go.
Did you click the button?
Hey, you have a decent camera.
It's okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, but remember, you're looking at it on that screen. You texting it to yourself? This is great material.
Nobody can hear what's going on, and I lost interest, so here we go.
Okay, but Jared thinks my phone is shitty. That's all we need to know.
No, the phone's old, but the camera's good.
Okay, I
dare say it's either on par or maybe even a little bit better than mine.
I've hacked the shit out of it. The battery almost never goes under 50% in a day. I just like it. I'm just very good at using this particular phone. And the day that it dies, I will be very sad because I will most likely have to get one of those fucking things without the headphone jack on it. So, if that day ever comes...
And then guess what they did after that?
What?
They sold you an installable headphone jack.
Yeah, what a crock of shit.
They literally made the problem and sold you the solution.
I will
and
not...
And they didn't even try to hide it.
Yeah, it's... Planned obsolescence at its worst.
Yes.
And I'm not going to do Bluetooth headphones.
That's why I refuse to buy fucking iPhones.
Yeah. Don't do it, man. They're weird little tinker toy boxes that trying to insulate you from the world.
Yeah, I mean, they're a $1 trillion company, but fuck them.
Yeah, if anything, the $1 trillion thing should keep you away from them more. That should be a red flag that says, oh, you make... that much money, huh? Why don't you do something with it? Why are you holding on to so much of that money? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like...
The Illuminati.
Like,
I didn't say it out loud.
If you say it out loud, they will come.
They will come.
But you have to say it 3 times.
Illuminati. Revolution. FBI. NSA.
You're there.
Purge.
You did
purge,
it.
Purge.
Is Purge on the list?
Fuck it. I don't know. It's pretty synonymous with something, so.
Nowadays, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, but, like, in the same vein of Apple having too much money, why can't Joe Rogan make his studio not out of fake bricks?
Because he's actually not as rich as you probably think.
You think so? It sure seems like he makes a lot of money.
He's probably a multimillionaire, but not, like, a multi-multi-multi-millionaire.
I swear to God, if he made his own brand of weed edibles, like being sold in California, you'd have to go to California to get them probably, but he would make so much fucking money.
I want whatever he has.
Just day to day?
No, that's what people would want, is whatever he has.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Because he's high as a fucking kite, nibba.
So, because of how high he gets, he definitely doesn't have an MMA career anymore, right? Like, because you got to piss into a cup for that?
No, that's if you're a fighter. He's a commentator.
Oh, okay. Wait, so he never actually fought?
As a UFC fighter? No.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I just assumed that
he
did.
He fought kickboxing and taekwondo when he was younger. And he still trains pretty heavily, but he's just not like an actual fighter.
Okay. Nope, I don't do those fights.
Yeah.
Sorry. I do mental fights with myself. Like, get out of bed, you piece of shit. Stuff like that.
Yeah. Abuse yourself into doing what you need.
And not really. Most of it comes naturally.
Yeah. I've just been doing it for long enough.
Yeah, it just fades into the background noise of the rest of your life. Yeah. It's fine. Nothing wrong with that.
Dude, I started watching this new anime, right?
Yeah.
And it was such, like, an interesting concept, like, the whole idea of it. So here's, like, here's the gist of it, right?
Shoot it. Okay.
Whatever medieval, feudal Japan, whatever, you know how it goes.
Samurai times.
Samurai times, yeah. So the idea is this kid, or this dad, right? His wife's about to have a kid, And right before the kid is born, he goes to this temple.
Kicks the wife in the stomach.
Ew, what? Ouch.
I don't know. Speed the process along.
He goes to this shrine, right, with 12 demons. And he tells them, like, hey, I want to be remembered as a great lord, and I want my land to prosper, and you can take whatever you want from me.
Well, that's a bold move.
Yeah, so then apparently the demons are real, and they heard him because he gets struck by lightning in the forehead, leaving, like, an X on his fucking forehead.
Shit.
In, like, anime-style cross, you know?
Okay.
And,
scribbly cross hatches.
Yeah, then his baby is born with no skin, no face, no right arm, right leg, left leg, no ability to feel, no ability to hear, and no eyes.
So, a rock?
No, it's basically, it looks like a flayed baby.
What the fuck? Okay.
Yeah, because each demon took one thing from the baby.
Oh, skin, face, arm, leg.
And then one
feeling, eye.
Ear,
tongue? That's 12.
Yeah, tongue. He couldn't talk.
Jesus Christ. No, yeah, just throw that off a cliff. Do the Spartan thing.
Yeah, so.
It's not in Japan, but you'll figure it out.
So, yeah, he told the fucking midwife, like, all right, take care of this thing. So she grabs little kid that's somehow still fucking alive. And then just like.
Can you even tell at that point?
It was breathing.
Ugh.
Anyways, so you follow that, and then you're kind of following his journey, because he met this guy who was like really good at making replacement limbs, and then like you can kind of use it, and so you can be able to like move your hand and like run and whatnot.
Okay.
And he can't really see so much as he just like sees people's auras, and like demons are red and humans are white.
Oh, so the guy making this shit's blind?
No, not the guy, the kid.
Oh, all right.
The kid's blind because he doesn't have any fucking eyes.
Okay.
But he can, like, see auras. Like, people, like, normal people have white auras. Like, demons or people that mean you harm have red. And then, like, vegetation is green. So
I have a question about the kid's eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know they're gone. Yes. But are they empty sockets?
Yes.
Okay, so.
But then when you see him 16 years later, he has eyes. So I think they're fake ones.
Oh, okay. Just a couple golf balls pressed in there with Sharpie,
I think,
in the middle
so.
Of them.
Okay. Or maybe they're his real eyes and he just can't see. Or I don't know. The point is, like,
he stole his eyes from a chimp.
Yeah. But anyway, so you can see all this auras, and he's like been training his whole life because obviously the guy who took him in was like some great fighter.
Imagine so he can wax on, wax off like a motherfucker.
Dude, he can straight up pull his fake arms off, and he has fucking katanas underneath.
Oh, so this guy can actually take off his own arms and beat people with them.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then when he takes off his arms, there's a sword underneath.
Ah.
Each arm.
Okay.
It's actually really dope. But so you're following his journey as he like kills each individual demon. And then every demon he kills, he gets 1 cent back. Or like whatever he lost, he gets that particular thing back. But then also something bad happens to the land his dad runs.
Oh, okay.
Like
well,
he got his face back, and then immediately there was a giant landslide.
Okay, that seems like a fair trade.
Yeah.
I'm okay with getting the face back, but if you have arms that can, like, you can remove and there's swords underneath them, why would you want regular arms back if you've lived with that for so long? That sounds really cool.
Because you've never had arms before and you know they're missing. Remember, he can't see, hear, or talk.
I would say just go get the tongue, the face, and the eyes.
Well, he doesn't know who has what. He just knows that's a demon, kill it. And then so often, one of the demons he kills happens to have, like, one of his things.
That is a fatal flaw in my plan.
The
they aren't like, ooh-hoo, I'm holding up your ear. Come
yeah, the last
it.
Thing he got was his sense of touch.
The last thing?
Like, no, just,
and
like,
then he
the
immediately
last
started jerking off in the middle of the
No,
field.
Then he immediately stepped onto a fire after, well, he had gotten his leg, or his right leg, and then he got his face back, and then he got his sense of touch. So the first thing he did, he goes for a walk and then just, like, walks right into a fire. And then he just, like, collapses. He's like, well, that fucking hurts. Everyone else is like, yeah, no shit. It's a fire. And he's like, I've never felt this before. Oh, yeah. And he doesn't have a skin yet either. So he's just, like, bandaged the fuck up.
Oh, Jesus. The skin's, like, the last thing.
I don't know, man. Isn't that gross?
Yeah.
But, yeah,
what,
like,
is he wearing?
How is your face and your skin, like, two separate things? That's what I don't get.
Is he just, like, wearing, like, a skin-tight suit in replacement of skin?
Bandages all over his fucking
So he's a mummy samurai man?
Yeah, with a face now.
Well, I'm glad he has a... Okay, if you have a face, you're not a real mummy.
Yeah.
So what are you?
Because at first he was walking around without a face. He just had a mask that would cover his face. Uh-huh. And it looked realistic. And everyone's like, boy, howdy, that guy sure doesn't smile very much. And then his fucking mask fell off. And everyone's like, what the fuck is that? Imagine like a face and then just take the skin off. That's what his face looked like.
Oh, I've seen a few of those before.
Fucking yeah. Omzi, dude.
Omzi, Beetlejuice.
Ew.
All
I remember about Beetlejuice is that he says the F word once.
Just once, yeah.
Yeah.
It's PG-13, so that's all you get.
Yeah. Did you ever read that one? It was like a Tumblr post, and it was a... All right, so any kid's movie, like your favorite kid's movie, is now PG-13 allowed to use one F-bomb. Where do you drop it?
Where do you drop it?
Someone said, Shrek, get out of my fucking swamp.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
I don't know. Goonies probably could have used an F word.
Yeah.
It would have been cool if Sloth said it, but I don't think he really has the capacity to do that.
Who's that one kid, Mouth?
The one with the comb.
I don't know.
Corey Feldman?
I don't know. The one that talked a lot.
Yeah,
he could have used it.
That's Mouth usually. Well, are you talking about the one that talked a lot or the one that whined a lot?
Talked.
Okay. Did he almost get his hand put in a blender?
I think so.
If
it has been so long since I've seen this movie.
If he almost got his hand put in a blender, his name's Chunk.
Chunk? No, yeah. No, definitely not Chunk.
Okay.
I remember because we were watching it with my mom, and my mom said, hey, he reminds me of your buddy Josh. Do you remember Josh Dingler?
Yeah, okay, you're thinking of Chunk then.
Yeah, that's not the guy I meant, but I remember Chunk.
Yeah.
And we told Josh, and he didn't think it was funny.
No, nobody wants to be compared to Chunk.
But just like his mannerisms and like all the shit he would say, I was like, dude, that is pure Josh.
Oh, no. So that was the day he changed his ways.
That was obviously the day. I never saw him again.
Really, if you are getting compared to any movie character, you need to change something about yourself.
Yeah, that means you're too one-dimensional.
It means you...
You gotta, like, go on a psychopathic killing spree, and everyone's like, dang, never saw that. Three-dimensional.
Just something different, yeah.
I don't know, break the law, do some meth, I don't care.
Break the law, do some meth, add some depth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, get hooked on heroin.
I like it when it rhymes.
Yeah. Get hooked on heroin. Beat your addiction. Talk about something about interesting, you know?
Feels like I learned something, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, give you some depth to your character. They're like, yeah, this Jared guy, super cool. Beat his meth addiction. Everyone's like, wow, I would never would have guessed. Like, I know. Isn't that incredible?
He did such a good job.
He kicked it in the ass. How long was he hooked on heroin for? I don't know, like 4.5 minutes. He did heroin and went, whoo, never doing that again.
I don't think you can be legally hooked on heroin unless it's been at least a day.
2 days. But then after that, I like run the risk of actually being addicted.
Oh, yeah. No, even on the first day.
Aren't you just high after? You can be high for like 2 days on heroin, right?
If you keep injecting yourself, I think, yeah.
Aren't you too high to inject yourself after that?
Yeah, probably. But, like, I imagine your consciousness, like, bubbles up to the surface just enough. We're like, it's time for another stabberoo, and then off you go.
Is this my needle? Who knows?
Maybe we should call a heroin addict. Can we do that?
Do we know any heroin addicts?
No, but I bet we could call a rehab facility and ask them to
put
us through.
Hello, I would like to talk to your resident heroin addict.
To your most
please.
Recent admittance...
I'm sorry, but he's screaming and puking blood right now.
That's fine. I'll put him on.
Just like, we just sit here just listening to what he have to say for like 37 minutes. Just like, and it's just nothing but shrieks.
Yeah. I don't know. It'd be, we'd be giving Charlie Rose a run for his money. Wait, he's been killed.
That'd be an eventful ass show.
Yeah. Getting Charlie Rose on here.
Any
show that gets a dead guy on it. Automatically is popular.
The Ghost Whisperers.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Are we going to have to change the name of our show now? We have killed people on this show, but not brought them back. Maybe that should be our next goal, because we killed Tom Petty. And
did we?
Yeah. I made fun of him, like, 2 weeks before he died.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It was a slow burn.
Yeah, you.
I made fun of what was it? I don't know. Just like his face, his music. I think everything about him really, and it was just too much for his body to handle.
Yeah, you called Tom Cruise a fucking jerk last week.
I sure did.
And so we're gonna see what happens to him next week.
You know, I'm really just I just like that designation.
A fucking
jerk.
Dude,
yeah.
I told every single buddy, every single guy I work with, I was like. I called them a fucking jerk because I wanted them to laugh as hard as I did.
Yeah.
And they all just got kind of offended. So, you know.
Oh.
Here we are.
And they're obviously
I didn't really
give
them
friends.
The context. So I just called them a fucking jerk.
Well, you.
They're just like, fuck you, man.
You didn't give them a link to this show? I'm surprised.
I did not because.
Okay. Not really our target audience.
I don't think any of them even know what a podcast is, and I'm not joking.
They don't have to. No, you don't. Don't tell them it's a podcast. Tell them it's a radio show, and they'll be like, "Oh, I know
damn.
What that is because radio is still here."
We literally have a sign that says we are not radio.
Yeah, that's fine. It's fake radio, but our email says radio show in it. So shouldn't that be enough for everyone?
I mean, I'm not a scientist.
Sometimes I call it a radio show. Just try that next time.
Okay, worth a shot.
Don't say I don't even like the word podcast, really.
Yeah.
I know it started out as that, but I would prefer that we take...
I just call it the show.
The show, yes. That's fine. I have this show. Really, what kind of show? A radio show.
Like,
oh, wow.
Damn. What station are you on? It's actually on the internet. And then they go, it's a fucking podcast.
And that's,
we're like,
and that's when they leave. Well, hold on.
Hold on before you turn away with your advertising.
We have a studio and we don't have USB microphones. So I think we're a couple steps above a podcast.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. What we're saying is that if you have USB microphones for your show's dumb and not being done right.
Also, what we're saying is, if you want to advertise on this show, email us at tgifradio.com.
We've never run an ad before. Maybe you could be our first.
I think we tried to pimp our own stuff. Never sold a damn thing.
Never had anything to sell in the first place.
Yes.
It's kind of difficult when you don't have anything to sell.
Yes. I had something I was going to tell you that was totally off topic, but...
Something about selling stuff? No, that's
no, definitely
off topic.
Not. I forget what it was. I'll interrupt you later when I remember it.
That's absolutely fine. That's what we do here.
That is
on this
literally
show.
Like our whole. Oh yeah, I remember what it was.
Go.
Did you ever see that one video? The like a guy out on an island and one guy on shore. And he's like, "Hey, what's your name?" They're like, "What? What? Fuck it." Pull up YouTube and type in "What's your name?"
Oh, why are all my screens turning off? Hang on.
Oh, new thing. You probably just didn't have it set up.
Yeah, I need to adjust my screensaver settings. Let's see. Is this it?
No. Go to, like, the homepage.
Of YouTube?
Yes.
Okay.
And what's your name?
Oh, my God. I need to get a new keyboard. What the hell? What's your name? What's your name? Who's your daddy?
What the fuck?
Is he rich? Is he rich like me? That's
go
a Doors
down,
song.
Go down.
Okay. Are we there yet?
Right there. Don't talk to strangers.
This one?
Yeah.
It's 2.5 minutes long.
Yes.
All right. He sees a man.
I love how expressive this kid's face is.
Hello? Yes, what? What? You really want to know? Yes! Fuck you!
Oh!
Is it coming back to you?
Fuck you!
No, I've never seen this.
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! No, fuck you! What's your name?
What?
What's your name?
Tony!
Fuck you, Tony!
Fuck you! What's your name?
What?
What's your name?
Ezekiel!
Ezekiel?
That thing fucking sucks!
God, he almost hurt himself.
Hey! Guess what I did last night?
Don't you fucking bring my mother
you
to this? My mother?
You guess what I did?
What?
I built that fire over there. And then I fucked your mother next to it.
Fuck you!
Oh, fuck you!
Fuck you!
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you!
Fuck you! Fuck you!
I'll fuck you in the ass! I'll
fuck,
fuck you!
You
face, fuck, you.
Fuck you! Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Hey! Guess what I got in this bag?
Is it your mom?
It's a middle finger. Then Ezekiel takes off into the brush.
Just like an Ezekiel would.
Wait for it.
Whoa!
And then he gets
Ezekiel
fucking...
Ezekiel shot that guy!
And he just domes him.
Damn.
But anyway, so that's the story, right? Just like, hey! What's your name?
Don't talk to strangers.
Yeah,
definitely
anyways,
don't.
So, I was at work. And the work truck that I'm in, right, it has about this much room between the cab and the bed of the truck, right?
Okay.
It's a big truck. It's spaced out.
Okay.
So, buddy I work with is on the other side. I poke my head through there as he's walking by. I'm like, hey! And he, like, stops and he points back and he, like, looks through there. I'm like, what's your name? He just, like, looks at me. He's like, you ain't right. He just keeps walking.
He knew exactly what he was in for.
No, he'd never seen that before. I had to show him it.
Oh, okay.
But he didn't have any context. All of a sudden, I'm running through like the area between the bed and the cab, and I'm like, hey, what's your name? And he's like, who the fuck is this guy?
You got a reputation around there.
I really do. I keep myself so entertained.
I should visit someday.
Oh, you'll have a good time, man.
Are visitors allowed?
Just drive through a construction site, and if we're there, then you can like wave and stop and say hi.
Okay.
That's literally all it takes.
Will I get to drive a bulldozer?
Definitely not.
Oh.
Not a fucking chance.
How does it, what do you got to do to get licensed for that? What does it take?
First, you got to be able to actually drive the bulldozer.
Okay.
It helps if there's a bulldozer on site and people are like, hey, I got to go do this. Why don't you bulldoze for a little while and you get experience?
Yeah.
And then if you get any sort of good, they'll let you bulldoze more and more often.
So you're saying there is no bulldozer?
There's
where you're at?
Not usually.
Fuck.
It's hit or miss.
Come on.
But we do have bulldozers.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we do. We definitely do.
Okay.
And then after you get somewhat comfortable driving a bulldozer, you get a commercial driver's license so you can drive a bulldozer around.
On the streets.
No, definitely not on the streets.
Oh.
Not going to happen. But, like, you can drive
it. But it's a commercial driver's license.
You can drive it onto, like, a flatbed truck.
Oh, okay.
And then you can drive that around.
Oh.
So you're licensed to do that. And then from there, then you just kind of send it.
Okay. Well, would it help at all if I was already licensed to drive a forklift?
Not even a little bit.
Really?
Like 0%.
I feel like it's a really easy transition to a bulldozer.
It's definitely not.
I can't believe it's not.
I assure you it's not.
Because
I've driven both a number of times. And I got to tell you, forklift, so much easier.
How many levers are there in a bulldozer? At least 4, right?
No, there's less. There's like... Shit, how many are there? 1, 2...
Only 2?
No, there's forward reverse, and that's kind of like the turn.
Yeah.
But then you got the up and down on the blade. But then you also have like the adjust it side to side.
Right. Moving the shovel thing.
Yeah.
Around. Okay.
Oh, shit. I think that might be it. 4 levers. Yeah.
Wow.
However,
I just guessed that shit. Oh, okay.
A lot of bulldozers, they're set up where you don't, you know how like some things, like you push on the gas pedal?
Yeah.
Or. Am I thinking about... Oh, no, shit. I'm thinking of the roller.
Some also call it the accelerator. Unless...
I lost my train of thought. Anyways. No, I'm thinking of the roller. Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah, the dozer's got the forward and back. Yeah.
No, the roller's a steamroller.
But, like...
It's a bit of a misnomer because it's not powered by steam.
Yeah, not even a little bit.
Yeah.
There's, like, 0% steam.
Unless you call gasoline steam.
Diesel.
Once you burn it.
Or diesel. It's basically the same thing. Very interchangeable. Feel free to fill up your unleaded fuel-only car with diesel. It's fine.
You ever put gasoline in a tea kettle? Give it a try someday.
No. But I put diesel into transmission fluid one time.
Oh, just mixed them together?
Yeah.
What happened?
I realized my mistake, and I told my boss, and then they fixed it.
Wait. So,
well, they told me go fill up the machine, right?
Yeah.
So I look at this machine like, well, I've never filled this thing up before in my life. And I look, and right there, it's like, here's the cab, and then here's the back of the machine, right? With something round poking up that looks a lot like some place you would put diesel into, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's very open and obvious, so that is probably the place to put diesel. So I open it up, and I look in there, and it's just red. And I'm like, okay, cool, because that's what color diesel is red.
Yeah.
So I fill it up, but it takes, like, a couple of seconds, then it's all the way full. And I'm like, all right, well, that can't be right. This is supposed to be empty. So I go over to the boss. I'm like, hey, where's the gas cap on this thing? He's like, "What? Oh, yeah, you open up a side door, and it's going to be a green cap." And I'm like,
shit.
What's the one that's on top? He's like, oh, that's the tranny fluid. I was like, He's like, you put in the fucking tranny fluid, didn't you? I'm like, yeah, I definitely did.
God. Well, if you were lucky, you might just be able to suck that right off of the top of the transmission fluid.
I think that's what they did. They sucked out what they could, and then they threw like one of those like absorbent pads.
Oh, okay.
Like they suck up like diesel and oil, like specifically.
That is one way.
Yeah.
I think another way might be you just shift gears really fast and until
just
the gas
cycle it all the way through.
Once you see the sparks fly, then you know it's all burnt off. It's fine.
Yep, that's about it.
Perfect.
There's nothing bad that could have possibly happened.
I feel really prepared to drive this bulldozer now.
Oh yeah, no.
I hope you know.
Yeah, you'll be an animal. It'll be fine.
Yes. So excited.
Yeah, you're gonna have a good time.
Yeah. Do I get to smash anything though?
No.
You're mostly just pushing dirt around.
Yeah,
huh?
You just push dirt because it's faster using a dozer than an excavator.
You ever get to do demolition?
The one demo job that we had in recent times, I missed completely, and I'm okay with that because while the machine got to like smash all the shit, it was the guys on the ground that had to run around and pick up like the little shit that the machine didn't get.
So
when you're out there like poking up insulation with a fucking pitchfork, you kind of hate your life. And I'm okay that I missed it.
Well, at least you're not wearing a jumpsuit while you're doing it.
I figure.
You know? It's perspective.
No matter how low my life gets, at least I'm not in prison.
Yeah. There's a bright side to that. No prison, no living under bridgeness.
No severe drug addictions. Big fan of that.
Doing pretty good.
All things considered, could be so much worse.
I don't know why, but I'm really sad that this camera isn't working. Even if we aren't recording it, just for the
it was
sheer
on for like 2 hours straight. What'd you expect? More.
I expected more from a battery from 2013, but you know, that's just me.
Yeah, fucking assholes.
Whatever. But this show brought to you by Sony.
Fuck you, Sony.
Sony Cybershot. Hey, no.
Fuck you, Tony.
Sorny.
Sorny?
Tony, CEO of Sony.
Sore these nuts.
Made an egregious declaration this morning saying all our products are free because they are stupid.
Yes, I've decided that our shit sucks, so you can have it for free.
That was a direct quote from the CEO, and as you can see, the shelves behind me at this Best Buy are now completely empty, at least in the Sony section.
These Best Buy shelves are still completely full because nobody wants Sony shit now.
Five employees have been trampled from the rush to just look at the free tag and then not getting
numbers
the
numbers unseen since Black Friday.
Did we find out if we did that.
Yeah.
If people got killed on Black Friday. Nobody actually got killed.
Really? This last year?
I don't think. Just shot and not killed.
What?
Hang on.
The fuck does that happen?
In a discount. I can't spell that Black Friday death.
Black Friday death count. I can't believe that's fucking that's so real.
There was one death.
In 2018?
Yeah. Man 27 shot to death in parking lot.
That's two.
No, those are injuries. Deaths are on the left column.
Yeah, no, there's one right
there. Shit. One dead, two wounded, including 12-year-old girl in Alabama mall shooting.
And then go, okay, that's it.
12 deaths, 117 injuries since the start of this thing in 2006. Let me see. Looks like 2007.
Honorable mentions. Wait, go down. There's another
2018.
One.
Man shopping on Black Friday at Walmart has apparent heart attack and dies.
Okay, so that wasn't Black Friday related. It just happened.
No, it counts. Shopping on Black Friday, heart attack on Black Friday, I think, you know, could have was definitely caused by it. Or, you know, maybe the 15 plus years of eating butter and sugar straight from the container.
My kind of guy.
Isn't that how you get heart attacks?
Probably.
Through sheer ingestion?
I've had very few heart attacks. My grandma's had a couple.
Yeah?
Yeah. She,
Any reason you could focus on?
She's fat.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, she was a large lady. Anyway, but the point is, so she got had a heart attack, got the old AED stuck to her chest and fucking zapped.
Cleared.
Got cleared.
Yeah.
And as soon as she came home from the hospital, took the shot collar off the dog. She was like, if it feels anything like that, nah.
Wow.
Yeah, compassion? Made her a more compassionate person.
That's cool.
Mind you, they raised mean dogs because this was back in the day, like 80s.
When dogs needed to be disciplined, and when men were men.
And the women were too.
At least in Scotland.
Yeah.
Did she have like a particular vice, like bacon or cigarettes?
Cigarettes,
okay. Yeah. Don't do that. My vice will probably be, it's going to be salt or eggs.
Not alcohol?
No, not really.
You probably don't drink enough yet to be considered have like rampant alcoholism.
No, heck no.
I think the time when you can think to yourself like, should I have a drink before bed? And you're just like, nah, it's too late. And then you just go to bed. That's when like your alcoholism isn't an issue.
No, I don't. Fridays are like the only time I drink. I am so far away from alcoholism. I am closer to, I don't know, adrenaline addiction.
Buddha.
Like really? It's yeah.
I'm closer to Buddha.
I'm closer to shaving my head and going to a monastery. You know, it's there is no worries
good
here.
Good.
It doesn't seem like a fun thing, alcoholism, because I've been hungover a few times in my life, and I don't think I would just want to.
I don't think I could have that repeatedly.
No, I wouldn't want that repeatedly, and I certainly would not want to continue drinking in order to just prevent the cumulative hangover from creeping up on me.
Yes.
Like, screw that.
Yeah, fuck that.
So, booze is not a super big part of my life. Yeah. It's pretty much just on this show.
Yeah, that's about the only time I drink, too, is, like, I might
it's
have
here.
One or two here, and that's about it.
Are we doing this to each other?
We're our own worst enemies.
Is this codependence? Did we figure it out?
Is this masked alcoholism?
It's just friendly alcoholism.
No, it drinks with the... crack a cold one with the boys.
Yeah. Alcoholism with a friendly face.
Yay!
Ding! The ding is me smiling.
Yes.
At the camera that is
there
not
was
on.
A time back in the day that if I had a four-day weekend, three of those nights, we were smashed.
Oh my god.
It was a lot of money.
I bet.
But dude, seriously, I remember waking up, like, still feeling drunk, but never like shit.
Really?
Yeah, like maybe like a little bit out of it, but I would either like just drink a shit ton of water, go eat something greasy, or go to the gym, and then any of those things would cure it.
There you go. Yeah. Water/coffee is the instant headache cure for me, it seems.
Yeah, a little bit of water, a little bit of coffee.
But then coffee causes some problems. For me. Well, yeah, you know.
Oh, the rushing heart. And
yeah, you know, I feel a little bit kind of sweaty sometimes. And
that's just your heart rate increasing, your body temperature moving up.
Yeah, it's not comfortable, though. I don't like it.
Take it as production. That's what it is. It's your body. Okay. It's your body saying, I need to go be productive. And go be productive for a little bit.
Sometimes I drink just like a quarter cup in the morning. I'm really only drinking it for the stimulant properties because in my mind, I'm imagining it as helping me lose weight a little bit.
Yeah.
If the body is working a bit over time internally and I can just sit there and let it burn some stuff off, great. Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah, and use that extra energy as incentive to go be more active.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't just like drink some coffee and sit there with your heart racing, dicking around on YouTube.
Yeah, no, that's not what I'm doing. Usually I'm just walking around the plant,
yeah,
like really fast. A lot of speed walking,
just getting it.
Yeah, a lot of walking, but fuck running.
Yeah,
I ain't
running.
No. I will climb up a mountain any goddamn day because that's my own pace.
Yes.
Don't make me run a marathon. I will die.
See, even running's not that bad. Don't make me run at somebody else's pace.
Yeah, don't make me follow somebody.
Yeah, they're just stay with me, like right here, stay with me. And you're like, you can go fuck yourself. How about that?
Why are you making me do this? I resent you now.
I hate you and everything about you.
Was that Anakin Skywalker?
No, that was Alex Jones.
Oh, okay.
Look up Alex Jones. I hate you.
Is it auto-tuned by chance?
No.
Yeah, hang on. Alex Jones, I hate you.
The internet loves this guy.
At least I didn't fuck up the space bar.
Down.
Removes pages. Why is it giving me a bunch of... Ugh. See, I really hate this.
Here, okay, type in, instead of I hate you, type in Alex Jones, you goddamn son of a bitch. yeah, right there.
Oh, you goddamn. Well, let's just try that. You goddamn son of a bitch. All right, let's go for it.
Okay, I love them. They're great folks. But Schiff looks like the archetypal cocksucker with those little deer in the headlight eyes and all his stuff. And there's something about this fairy hopping around, bossing everybody around.
Hang on a second. Am I playing from two spots? Yeah, I am. What the? How did I open CNN? Fuck you, CNN. What the hell?
Fake people like me and you. I want to tell Congressman Schiff and all the rest of them, hey, listen, asshole. Quit saying Roger and I, and I never used cussing in 22 years, but the gloves are off. Listen, you son of a bitch. What the fuck's your problem? You want to sit here and say that I'm a goddamn fucking Russian? You get in my face with that, I'll beat your goddamn ass, you son of a bitch.
Like his music. Shit.
You fucking goddamn fucker. Listen, fuckhead. You have fucking crossed the line. Get that through your goddamn fucking head. Stop pushing your shit. You're the people that have fucked this country over and gang raped the shit out of it and lost an election. So stop shooting your mouth off claiming I'm the enemy. You got that, you goddamn son of a bitch? Fill your hand. I'm sorry, but I'm done. You start calling me a foreign agent, those are fucking fighting words. Excuse me.
Oh, and then after that, very shortly after that, he goes, I hate you.
Yeah, I wish they had that in there. I just wanted to hear him say that.
They have it like set up in a meme form, and it was like, I don't know. If I find it, I'll fucking... You have Instagram, right?
No. Well, I have an account, but I haven't logged into it in like 6 years.
I don't even know where to look to find that. But anyways...
It's fine.
The point is they have that speech, but with like different clips of him like running after like protesters and stuff. And it's just... Man, that dude is just a walking meme. I fucking love that guy.
No, and I kind of believe what he says about just like being an entertainer and not necessarily trying to report the news.
Yeah.
If you are energetic about it, people will pay attention.
Oh yeah.
We do kind of try to do that here. Hang on a second.
Do you know how many times we have spread absolute lies because we just didn't care enough to check the facts?
Yeah.
Literally.
Did you come here for the fucking news? Why did you do that?
No, you came here because you're our family and friends and want to support us.
Exactly. Let me see. Hang on. We should. Sorry, my wife is going to a conference tomorrow.
I was going to ask you, where is she? But I figured.
She's at home, but she's going to something at like 7 a.m. tomorrow.
Makes sense.
It's a neuroscience conference.
Ooh.
It's a continuing education kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did she graduate with her master's yet? Or
not yet.
Okay.
No,
but that's coming up.
She had to put it on hold for a year because of the whole necrotizing fasciitis thing.
Yes, that is a very, very good reason.
That wasn't the initial reason why she took the year off, but, you know,
but
it was
then
good that she did.
Because then all of a sudden that happened.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being in the middle of finals and something like that happens?
Yeah, no, it wasn't going to ever happen like that.
Yeah.
That was an awful time, but...
Can you imagine? Email your professor. Hello, I will not be able to attend the final as I am dying. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good excuse. Wish I had that one in my back pocket.
What can you do? Like, what would a teacher do about that? Just like give
know.
You an F? Just like with let you withdraw from the class and retake it?
They'd probably let you withdraw. Just like a blank grade. It's a placeholder for you to take it again at another semester.
And then if you're going to another college and they're like, so what's with this withdrawal? Be like, oh yeah, I was fucking dying. So, you know, I took the time off. And they'd be like, that makes sense.
Yeah. It totally corresponds.
Yes.
If something is threatening your life, you're exempt from just about everything, it seems. Oh no, Jared's yawning. That means I should check this.
Oh, dude, I'm fucking...
You're almost there, man. You can do it.
Sorry, I'm real pooped.
I understand. You were watching me do this for 2 fucking hours.
Yeah.
It's a whole new game.
I promise you, I was actually trying to learn, but then after some point, I was just like, let's just get this going.
It's okay, dude. Just leave it to me, okay? Yeah. I take care of this part, and I just want to say some crazy shit.
Yep.
Drink some booze. Just have a nice time.
I think I had one too many shots. A little bit out of it.
You got to hang out a bit?
I probably should. I'll eat a slice of pizza.
Have some pizza. You can make some more coffee, too, if you want. See, I don't know if anybody's ever wondered about this before. You guys drink so much on the show. What do you do? How do you get home? We just, you know, we're
smart.
Figure it out.
We're smart people.
It's okay.
And we definitely do not do an edible and then drive home higher than shit.
Absolutely not.
Because I would not have done that.
Who in the hell would ever do that? That's just crazy town talk, Jared. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just spitballing stupid hypotheticals.
You're going to make the kids think this is okay to do.
It
you realize
is not
that?
Because I'm letting them know that I've never done that.
Listen to us, the kids, okay? None of those drugs go into your bodies until it's legal for you.
You take all of the drugs, and then you give them to me because I'll get rid of them for you.
Yeah, we'll just hang on to them until you're old enough.
Yes.
Let them age. They get more potent.
Old Nathan for real.
Exactly.
Dude,
did you start watching that show?
I didn't, but I saw. I got a clip for you. Of that show. Here, finish out the show, and then
alrighty.
I'll show you it.
Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGF Radio, or also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things, because you're not, and we want you to do a TGF Radio show at gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGFRadio.com. Closing statement from one Mr. Jared.
Pizza nibble.
Hey, yeah. It's going to save your life, that pizza. Oh, yeah. All right, we'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.